CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Andrew McCarthy of the National Review Online, writing about the understanding that the former president of the United States, Mr. Trump, is on the eve of an indictment, a possible indictment by the special counsel at the Department of Justice for some one or other crimes, felony crimes, to do with classified documents. And Andy, I learned things over the years from you and your colleagues about how prosecutors proceed when they know they're going before a public that is either discerning or suspicious. And one of the things I learned is that the nature of the indictment itself will tell us a deal about the government's case. What is a speaking indictment, Andy?
John, the best way to explain it, I think, is to start with what it's not. The law has very minimal requirements of what the Justice Department has to do in order to file a sufficient indictment. And basically, all you have to do, every federal crime is from a statute. They all have what's known as essential elements of the crime. So, for example, in a drug case, you have to show that somebody unlawfully, intentionally, and knowingly distributed a controlled substance on such and such a day. And you could state that in a single paragraph, and that would be sufficient under the law. But when the Justice Department brings an indictment that they intend to go to trial on, an indictment that the jury will get to see while it's deliberating at the end of the case, instead of just a bare bones citation of the statute and curt description of the essential elements, what they will do is tell a narrative story in the indictment about how the crime was committed, by whom, what the means were, what the motives were. It reads like a story, and depending on what the facts of the case are, it could be a very interesting story, and it could be a very – as long as you can prove what you allege, it's a roadmap to conviction when that gets back to a jury room at the end of the case.
You mentioned motive. I like motives, Andy. They're very neat when you have a motive in a courtroom, and the motive will be in the speaking indictment if the government is confident of its presentation.
Yes, you've hit the nail on the head with that last bit, John. You have to be confident. The thing I always tell people about prosecution is that the rule of the road is you never offer to prove something you don't have to prove. And the government never has to prove motive. So motive is something that you include only when it's helpful to the case, because it's not an essential element of the crime. It doesn't tell us what people intended so much as it tells us why they did what they did. So unless you're sure about it, it's one of the things that you would soft pedal.
Also, these are classified documents. Therefore, they don't belong in a courtroom, or some of them don't. And does the government need to demonstrate to the jury or the judge, depending on how it goes, this one particular document that has been featured in the New York Times several times, the Milley Dunford document of an attack on Iran? That is dynamite stuff if it gets into the public.
Yeah, ordinarily what happens in these cases, John, is the government will take the position that the only thing that matters is that the document was classified. It doesn't matter what the substance of it was. The defense, because they know that this makes life complicated for the Justice Department, will say that it needs to get into the substance of the documents in order to present its defense to the jury. And that is a tactic that's known as gray mail. In other words, you tell the Justice Department, well, if you're going to try to prosecute me for this, I'm going to try to prove in court what the documents say. And they hope what that will mean is that the Justice Department will back off and not charge, because to the government, it would be a worse situation to have that secret get out in the open than it would be to forego the prosecution. So that's the dilemma. And the way that the federal law works is a judge will, before the trial starts, make rulings about whether classified information really is important to the case and needs to be admitted.
The documents are classified, and we're talking about them in various forms of classification. Is that necessary for the government to prove its case that they're classified? Obstruction works either way, doesn't it?
not only does obstruction work either way, John, even the Espionage Act works neither way. This is why I've always thought that President Trump's claim that he declassified the documents is a red herring. The Espionage Act does not mention classified information. It mentions national defense information. They're not necessarily the same thing. If a document bears classification markings, if it is indeed a classified document, that is merely evidence that it is national defense intelligence. It's not dispositive. So the point is that even if Trump had declassified all of these documents, and mind you, there's no evidence to date that he did that, it would not get him off the hook under the Espionage Act, because if the documents qualify as national defense information, his possession of them is a problem for him, even if he did declassify them.
We're also looking for where the case is going to be tried. What does that tell us? If it's Florida, if it's D.C., if it's somewhere in between, say Jersey.
I think the Justice Department always sets up these investigations, particularly with respect to Trump, in Washington when they have a choice. Generally, in federal law, you can bring the case any place where part of the crime got committed. So very often you have more than one choice about where you could bring it. Here, they've decided to bring it in Washington. I think a large part of that is the government knew that it had a very favorable judge in the event that that issues came up in connection with the grand jury that had to be litigated. They were very comfortable doing the case in Washington. And also the jury pool in Washington, frankly, is much more anti-Trump than it would be down in Florida or in many other places. So if the government has its druthers, it would like to bring the case in Washington. And the theory for doing that here, even though most of the action is in Florida, is that the grand jury that was obstructed was in Washington. If, on the other hand, Smith decided to focus on the documents, it'd be difficult for him to bring that case in Washington. He'd need to do it in Florida.
On the eve of perhaps an indictment, perhaps not, Andrew McCarthy, looking at the case that the Justice Department is compiling or not against former President Donald Trump. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bachman.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.